In the name of the Father and the Son, Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today is the Sunday before the Holy Lent. Tomorrow we will start this great season of repentance. And the Lord is telling us today that when you fast, you should do this in secret. And actually, the secret here is not you hide from the people only what you are fasting, but actually that you will be so minded with the internal aspect of the fasting. With any of the spiritual practices that we do, there is something externally and there is an internal aspect that is more important. For example, for prayers, this is the external aspect. We stand, we lift up our hands, and we talk, maybe we bow down. But this is the external aspect only. The most important thing is what happens inside us when we do this. Prayers is not speaking to the walls. It's not just standing and looking like we are talking with somebody. It is inside us. It's a communication with the Creator, the Almighty God. So it's the same applied with fasting and applied also in any of the spiritual practices that we do. We have always to be minded and focused on what happened internally. Like, for example, fasting. In fasting, we change food. This is the external part of the fast. But actually, the most important is that we change our life. Something inside us change. It is not only that tomorrow we will start eating vegetables and we will grumble against the church for 55 days until the time of the feast come, and that's it. We are free now from this bondage. It is a change that should take place inside us, in the heart. Otherwise, this whole fasting thing is not going to avail us anything. Let us go and see when we practice things with an internal focus versus when we practice the fasting or the prayers only with the external aspect or the external focus. What will happen? In terms of virtue, what do we acquire? When we focus internally, actually we acquire humility. When we fast, we humble ourselves before God. This is what happened. But when we do this only on the external aspect, what will happen is we will be showing off before the people. It will turn into a source of pride. And this pride will be manifested when we start like bragging. I am fasting the whole 55 days. Maybe I will be looking around to the people around me in the church and saying, this man is not fasting. He is a servant in the church. He didn't start fasting yet. This is not humility. This is not what is intended from fasting, that I practice this in order for me to do something in secret between me and God. I will acquire by which humility and humbleness in heart and meekness. Another thing also related to the goal. If I have this internal aspect orientation, I am focused on doing things internally, the goal will be always to taste God. I fast to taste God. I pray to taste God. I read the Bible to taste God. So this will become my goal. And I will be so much oriented with this, and I will come with this focus. I come to the church with this goal, to taste God. But when we lose this internal aspect focus, and we start doing things externally, the goal at that time will be idol worship. It will be only to gain vain glory. I am to come and maybe standing the whole prayers, but meanwhile, I am thinking not of tasting God, I am thinking around what the people will say about me, what the people will say about maybe the way I am praying, the way I am standing. I have no focus whatsoever with God in the liturgy or in whatever practice, but I am minded and my goal is the idol worship. That's why you find people criticizing the traditional churches like us, because we have liturgies. And they will say that the liturgies are dead. Actually, there is no dead liturgy, but there are dead people. Yes, the liturgy is alive. There is communication. There is something, we taste God in it. But when we practice things with only the external aspect, it becomes idol worship. We just come and say things we don't understand just for the sake of like being glorified by men. Coming to another point, which is the change. What will happen when we really practice these fasting and prayers with the internal focus, what will happen is the change will be genuine. Our lives will change from in out. Our hearts will change, and this will be manifested on our external appearance and attitude and behavior. Things will be really, something really we acquire. At the end of the fasting time, if we practice it right with the internal focus, we will acquire meekness that is going to be manifested in the way we talk, the way we communicate. But we will only do it on external aspect. Actually, the change will be artificial. It will be only outward. Something may be shown to the people that there is something ongoing with us, but actually, the change is not there at all. We might come to the church and we pretend the meekness and pretend the humility and we communicate with a smile. But meanwhile, when we are on our own, when we are in our families or our like the people who are so close to us, we show our real face. We speak in a way which is totally unchristian and we do things which is unchristian. Why? Then the people come and say, you come to the church every week and you didn't change. Actually, maybe you have to say to yourself, maybe I am practicing things with an external focus. I just do things, but actually, I don't get it inside. I don't practice it with the internal focus. That's why the change is not genuine. Another thing also that is different between the, how we practice internal and externally is which man that is shown. You know that when we come out from the baptism, it's a new man. We hear this in the Bible, that we are to be born again. So when we practice things with the internal focus on what happened inside us, this is actually the new man is reigning. He has dominion. That's why he is leading us. But when we practice with the external aspect only, actually, this looks like a new man. But really, this is the old man, but he is disguised. He doesn't want to show. He pretends that he is dead, and this is the new man leading. But actually, it's only the old man. The old man is living, and he is gaining something to him while he is pretending that he is the new man. It's the old man disguised as a new man. Then what will be the result when we practice things in these two different ways? When I fast and I pray with my internal and focusing internally, the result will be self-awareness. The more I fast, I pray, I read the Bible, the more I will be focused on myself. I will be self-aware and I can say, this is right, this is wrong. Here is the line between the truth and what is not the truth. But when we practice things only with the external focus, just do things, what will happen is we will have self-deception. The self-deception will be look like this. I am a good person. I come to the church like the Pharisee. I come to the church, I tithe my money, I pay everything that I should be paying, I fast twice a week, and all of these things. So what did I gain out of this? Nothing. Self-deception because of my spiritual practices or what I think is spiritual practice. At the end, what happened to our lives in both of these two styles? When I practice things with the internal focus, actually my life gets renewed. Things will be renewed. Every time I fast, I renew my experience with God. Something will happen to me. At the end of the holy days, the Holy Lent, then something will change in me. I will be acquiring a new experience. But when I only practice things with external aspect, actually I am abiding in death. I am living with the old man, doing whatever outside the church as an old person, but I am coming just to check mark. I came to the church, I prayed, I paid my tithes, I fasted, I did. It's all external aspect with no results and no avail at all. So today, my brethren, the Lord is attracting our attention, saying, if you are to fast, you have to do this in secret. Something inside you has to change so that you do not appear to men to be fasting. It is not the external focus, but to your Father who is in the secret place. Let us start a holy fast where we really come to God to change. We fast to change our lives. We pray to communicate with Him. We read the Bible to know about Him and love Him more. Let us not fast like the hypocrites, we're just showing things on the external aspect with no change in life whatsoever. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.